I'm here with my son, Jake. We're going to talk today a little bit about Bigfoot.
Sighting Sunday.
Sighting Sunday, that's what we're going to call the podcast, right? All right, so let's just talk to Jake a little bit. And he's making noise, even though I told him not to make noise. Put this back on the chair. There we go. All right, so Jake, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old, okay. You're in the 15th grade?
No.
No, what grade are you in?
Third
grade? Okay, cool. So, you're interested in the paranormal?
Yeah.
Yeah? How did you get interested in the paranormal?
Well, as you see on the podcast, my dad is a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
It's kind of simple, it's on the website.
And who's your dad?
You.
Yeah, I'm your dad. You're my son. I'm your dad. So you got into the paranormal because of me?
Yeah.
Because why? Because you like the fact that I was a ghost hunter and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite part of the paranormal?
Probably that, I don't know, just...
Well, what are some paranormal things? Like, what do you know are paranormal things? So you mentioned ghost hunting, so ghosts would be paranormal, right?
Yeah. Bigfoot.
So Bigfoot, okay. What else?
Mothman.
Okay, what else is paranormal? What about in the water? Is there anything paranormal in the water?
Probably Nessie.
Nessie, which is what, the Loch?
Ness Monster.
Ness Monster, okay. So lake monsters, right?
Yeah.
What's like your favorite paranormal thing to research?
Bigfoot,
okay.
Well, I wanted to be part of the BFRO.
You want to be part of the BFRO? Okay. They have a lot of members, I hear, right?
Yeah, they even got a video, and they're pretty famous.
Yeah, how do you know about the BFRO?
We're on YouTube.
But where else do you know them from? There's a TV show, right?
Yeah, Finding Bigfoot.
Finding Bigfoot. Is that your favorite paranormal show?
Pretty much, and the movie that you made.
The movie that I made?
Yeah, remember?
Well, I made a movie?
Remember you were on the movie?
Oh, paranormal, Haunted Snug Harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You like that movie too?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was in it?
Yeah. It just felt weird and that I was there on a school trip, so...
Oh, you went to Snug Harbor on a school trip?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And everybody else. I told Thomas about it too.
Oh, yeah. Did you see any ghosts while you were there?
No, all I saw was... So this is Sighting Saturday? Sunday?
Sighting Sunday, because we're going to post this on Sunday. So we'll call this Sighting Sunday, right?
Yeah, kind of like a back interview.
Yeah, well, we're recording it on Saturday, but it's going to go up on the website on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So let's begin our sightings.
Okay, have you ever had a sighting?
Yes.
What have you seen?
Okay, so first we're going to start off with the Snug Harbor, which is a ghost. I have two, which is in my house, and... Oh, and UFOs.
Oh yeah, UFOs are paranormal. We forgot about those, right?
Yeah.
Aliens are going to come down and blow up our house now.
That was on Tootsie.
Why did you forget about me?
I forget what street that was on, but...
Which house?
It was our old house. I forget which house it was.
On 68th Street?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there some... So wait, you're saying you've seen ghosts?
Not seen them, okay. But I saw one thing.
What'd you see?
Okay, so I was in Snug Harbor.
Uh-huh.
On a school trip, and I seen this girl-shaped... figure in the window walking across.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which building was that? Do you know what building it was in?
I think it was like the entrance, and there was like this big giant tube. Not like the tube, but a big giant bridge. I forget which.
Was it like made out of the bridge? What was it made out of? Oh, are you talking about the governor's house? The archway, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We've investigated the governor's house.
Really?
Yeah, it was very, very freaky when we went in there. A lot of, we saw stuff, Laura got touched, Stacy and Jimmy felt stuff, I felt stuff, I saw a shadow figure, crazy stuff in there. So you saw something in the governor's house then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Alright, well a lot of people have, so that's not surprising.
But it was weird.
How so? Well, I mean...
It was like a shadow figure, but I thought it was like a human.
Okay.
Because when we went up in there, it was really weird. I just had the boring touch...
Uh-huh.
Like, we were basically talking, and two classes were there. Even my friend was there, Thomas.
Okay.
And he is a paranormal hunter, too, because I told him about a lot of my sightings, and he's my only friend that believes in the paranormal.
Oh, really?
So, he's had some sightings before, crazy ones, but They might share them next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but some of them I don't believe in.
What don't you believe in?
Some of them, they were just weird and they didn't make sense.
Like what?
I forget half of them. But maybe when my friend comes, I can put him on the videotape.
Okay. What about the Chupacabra? Do you believe in the Chupacabra?
No, not really.
Why not?
It's a dog. That's the only thing.
Yeah, every time they capture it or, like, they find a dead body, it always looks like a dog, right? Like, without its hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you wanted... I was going to let you pick what we spoke about today. You wanted to speak about Bigfoot, right?
Yes.
Okay, but so... Oh, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
On the ghost...
Mm-hmm.
This is just like a warm-up of what we're going to be talking about, but I'm going to share more details.
More what?
Details.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I was in my room, mm-hmm. and I felt this voice say, hey, in a very distinct voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just weird. I kept looking, and then I looked back, and there was nothing there. I should have took my wrist to look back before anything, but I don't... really, but think I had that sighting. Now I think it was just fake and in my mind.
Probably. And that's, you know, whenever you have an experience, you always have to try to think what is the most rational explanation for it first.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to just be like, oh, that light in the sky is UFO from another planet. You know, you want to think, is that an airplane? Is that a helicopter? Is that a drone? Because now a lot of people fly drones, right?
Yeah, but when we saw those... things that are in the sky, which I'll be talking about in next podcast, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that next week.
Or maybe we'll do it after Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, we'll do that next week. You want to do one every week. You don't want to. We're not going to do a podcast all night here, you know, because it's already late, right?
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe we can do a little Bigfoot and then aliens, because they say there's an alien Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's one of the theories, right? That yeah. Bigfoot is an alien. But how can he build an interstellar spaceship that can travel millions of miles, but he can't put clothes on? You don't have an answer for that, huh?
Very explanational, but...
Okay, so let's get back to Bigfoot. So you're very interested in Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what got you interested in Bigfoot?
What basically got me interested in was finding Bigfoot.
The TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't actually find Bigfoot, right? But like, you found him and you're like, oh, this is Bigfoot.
But they hear some pretty weird things, and I still believe in Bigfoot today. So today is Sighting Sunday, so we're going to be talking about what Bigfoot sightings we've had. And okay. If Dad's had any. Have you had any?
A few. I'll talk about those in a second. I just wanted to learn more about you. What do you think Bigfoot is?
Well, the main explanation of Bigfoot is back... in time, there was the Gigantopithecus, then they were the apes, and then there were the humans.
Right.
But then they're saying that, I'm saying that then it was the humans, two apes, to one Gigantopithecus.
Okay.
So there was one human that turned into an ape, and then the Gigantopithecus.
So you think Gigantopithecus is still around?
Yeah.
And that's what Bigfoot is?
Yeah.
And it's just because there were apes, there were humans, there were Gigantopithecus, and then there's still humans and apes, right?
Yeah.
But there's no more Gigantopithecus as far as we know. But you think that's what Bigfoot is?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are really interested in Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of the TV show.
And I also have a book about it.
Yeah, you have a lot of books about Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the Finding Bigfoot book. And I know you have some other books about Bigfoot, right?
And the Bigfoot Research Kit, which I'll be posting a video and a picture of what I'm going to be talking about in a minute on the podcast.
And you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yep.
Yeah, what's your YouTube channel?
You should know it because
I should know it because I'm your father, but...
And you wrote it.
And I did write it. I think it's Jake's Review Show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can find Jake on YouTube. He reviews video games that give me a headache, but Jake enjoys them. And he's looking at me funny right now. But Jake enjoys them, and he's got some subscribers already. So go to Jake's Review Show on YouTube, JAKES, Jake's. There's probably an apostrophe in there. Jake's Review Show, and you can see some reviews of video games. But he's going to be posting
apostrophe. What am I, apostrophe? Dying?
Get out of here. So he's going to be posting some video of him researching Bigfoot in the woods. I've taken him a few times.
And so the weird thing is, it was right outside, or deep in the forest, of Clove Lake Park.
Yeah, that's Clove Lake Park on Staten Island. We were Bigfoot hunting there, just because it's close to our house, and I don't think there's ever been a Bigfoot reported there, because it's on Staten Island in New York City. Really Bigfoot country, but it's a tall mountain, and it's, you know, there's some woods up there, and it's interesting to go in there and look and just start learning how to look for Bigfoot, right? Even if Bigfoot's not there, it's good to learn. I mean, we saw some, like, rabbit tracks. Remember that in the snow after the blizzard?
Yeah.
We saw some rabbit tracks. We found horse prints. Remember that?
Horse prints?
We found the horse prints. Remember in the mud?
Oh, yeah.
We found the horse prints. So you're learning how to track animals, too, right?
Yeah, and it was weird when we went there. It was just...
Yeah, well, we found some... it looked like people were wearing snowshoes, right? And they had, like, the big feet.
Yeah.
It looked like a big footprint.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that right now.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us.
So, me and my dad were hunting out in the woods. We had our Bigfoot research kit that I got from Santa. And all of a sudden, we found this big, giant footprint. I'll show you how big it is in the, channel.
Yeah, we'll post some photos and videos and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a bunch of stuff, and... I never see the videos on there, or the pictures that Ed's dad, because he never saw me.
Oh, that's when my phone broke and I had to get a new phone. Yeah. I'll show you, though. Well, we'll put them on the website, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop breaking my office. I'm not going to interview you anymore. All right, just leave this up here now. All right, so tell us more about you were in the woods, right?
Yeah, and we come across these snowshoes, which were not really... part of the thing that we found.
So how did you know they were snowshoes? Just tell everybody how you knew that they weren't Bigfoot prints.
They had, like, a sort of shape in them, and they were, like, casted. They weren't casted, but they were just...
They had, like, squares on them, right? Like, on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell it was like a manufactured shoe, right? It wasn't,
yeah,
like, a natural bare footprint.
Yeah, and like we were following them, and then I found this footprint... that had a triangle in it, and it was not the snowshoe. But I think someone else found it first while they were hunting, and they labeled all the snowshoe tracks. Or maybe it was a Bigfoot leaving into the outside at night when no one was there, and it was just unexplainable.
Well, what else did you see in Clove Lake's part? There was something else that you saw that was a little bit weird. Remember we saw that? We took pictures of it, video?
Yeah.
What did we see in there that was a little bit weird to you, that caught our attention?
Okay, so we were walking, we're just looking at the trees, and I was doing some tree knots. Nothing responded.
No, we were getting nothing, right?
No. We stood there quietly. It was just like...
It was very quiet, right?
You can just hear the wind blowing and the trees shaking.
Yeah, it was like right after a blizzard, so there was a lot of snow, but there weren't a lot of people in there, right?
Yeah, and then we went before, and there still wasn't anything there.
So what did you see? You were talking about the trees. What did you see?
So we were looking at the trees, and we found these bent trees, which were very weird for forest near Staten Island.
Because it was just like a group of trees. Like, none of the other trees were bent, right? It was just like five or six trees, and they were all bent, like, towards each other, right?
Yeah, it was like it was grown slanted. And then something had moved it and then put the other one on top of that, but the other one was stable enough to hold the other one. But it wasn't made by a human because I shook it in the video.
It was very tall too, right?
Yeah.
It was way too tall for a human. So we don't think that Bigfoot did it necessarily, but it was definitely weird, right?
Yeah.
Because like all the tree tops were like pointing together, and they were all sort of bent to the same point. They were all bent in different directions, but all towards each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was very weird. Have you ever had any other Bigfoot experiences or sightings or anything like that? You ever heard anything?
Well, there's one last thing that we and my dad heard. Remember we heard there was something in the bush that was like...
Yeah, something was running through the brush.
Yeah, it was just weird.
But that could have been like probably like a raccoon or something.
Yeah.
Or like a fat squirrel or something, because it didn't sound huge.
Yeah, a lot of chubby squirrels out there.
Yeah, there are. Most of them were living in our house, I think, at one point, right?
Yeah.
So we had to get them out.
Very fat.
Yeah, very fat.
There was a lot of creeps in our house.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else that you've experienced, or do you want me to talk about what I heard that time?
And then we heard some, like, yells. It was very weird.
It was, right?
Yeah. There was something behind us, and there was something on the side of us.
Yeah.
And there was something in front of us, which was kids.
Yeah.
I sure, because there was something running across. There was like four kids running across.
Yeah, that's why you always have to make sure that it's not kids or people playing pranks on you or different animals. Sometimes, like from a distance, you know, a bear or a deer.
Yeah, and the weird thing was you weren't scared at all. If you heard those things, you were just like standing there.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to, you know, yeah, to really be scared of.
You weren't scared because mostly when you're out really deep in the forest,
mm-hmm,
you would see Bigfoot. You were like, what is it? And they would run away. But me, I would probably stay there and help the Bigfoot if it was hurt or in danger.
Well, that's nice of you. Because Bigfoots they're not really known for, like, killing people, right?
They're human.
Yeah, yeah.
Except in that very jerky movie.
Oh, Exists?
That and the other one.
Willow Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that. Boggy Creek was pretty good.
Legend of Boggy Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Boggy Creek 2, especially, because it was just, like, they knew the problem. And it was kind of weird. It was a found footage movie, and usually I like those, but that one, no.
No?
No.
Okay. So what else about Bigfoot did you want to talk about today?
Nothing else. Did you have any sightings?
I've never seen anything, really. I had,
Oh, yeah, those crazy.
There was a time Laura and I were up, we were upstate New York, and We were renting this cabin, Captain Shoemaker's, and yeah, it was up in the Hudson River Valley, and we were up there, and Laura went to go do something, and I was by the cabin by myself, and I was actually on the phone with Jake here, and there was a stream kind of running behind, and this big hill with forest behind the cabin, and it was just the sun was just going down, so I was walking, I was on the phone with Jake. And I went down by the stream, and I was looking up the hill, because on the other side of the stream was this very tall hill, and just lots of trees and woods. And so I was talking to Jake, just saying goodnight to him. And I got off the phone with Jake, and as I started walking back towards the cabin, I heard three tree knocks.
It was two,
yeah, I'm sorry. Boom, boom, just very loud crack.
Yeah, separated. It was like...
before, and I, you know, and I had said, you know, we both basically said it sounded like apes or monkeys or something just screaming. It didn't sound like people. So the next morning, you know, we're at breakfast, and you know, the owner of the cabin is there at the breakfast, and we asked her, we said, you know, do you have coyotes up here? And she said no. She says maybe. She says, but I've never heard them. She says I haven't heard. She says it's always quiet at night. She never hears anything. And yeah, we just don't know what it was. I'm not saying it was Bigfoot, because I don't know that it was Bigfoot, but it was definitely something that we both heard. And I, you know, I go camping every year. I've been in the Boy Scouts. I spent a lot of time in the woods, the deep woods.
And I'm a Boy Scout too.
You're a Cub Scout now, yeah. So like we go camping. We've been in the woods. We've heard stuff. We've heard different animals. And this, it sounded like three or four different things. Like, individuals, you know?
I went out in, what was that forest that we had a bad night at Boy Scouts in?
Oh, that was, Camp Pouch.
Yeah, so we went up to Camp Pouch, and we woke up really late at night, and we didn't see anything, or find anything, or hear anything. It was just really, really weird.
Yeah, and you know, that's any type of hunting like this. When you go ghost hunting, when you go Bigfoot hunting, most of the time you're never seeing anything, you're never hearing anything. For the most part, it's pretty boring. You know, you're sitting, you gotta be quiet. And that's, you know, that was the interesting thing about hearing those howls in the woods that night. It's like Laura and I, we're not even thinking about Bigfoot. You know, we we watched the football game, our team won, we were happy, you know, we got some snacks, we had some chocolate and some chips, and we're just sitting in our room.
After that, how you probably weren't happy anymore.
we were happy because, you know, we're paranormal investigators, so
if
you want to hear.
If you're not happy, run away from your life.
Well, you know, we were just happy we were on the second floor, because if we were on the first floor, we'd probably be a lot more scared.
Yeah.
Because then Big O could just walk into your room, you know? Yeah. We were up on the second floor of the cabin, because there's four rooms in the cabin, there's two on top.
Oh, can I use your bathroom?
Yeah. Can I have some chocolate? So no, luckily Bigfoot didn't knock on the cabin door that night. So we're running out of time, because we're coming up on a half hour here.
He's probably gonna do some belly flops on the door.
Probably.
Boing!
So, one last question, I guess. What would you do if you found Bigfoot? If you saw him, how would you react if you ever, came face-to-face with Bigfoot or saw him, or...
And if you have taken video or any pictures, but probably make it as good as a Patterson Gimlin film for what you, Lucky.
Patterson Gimlin film is good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do, Jake, if you came up, face-to-face with Bigfoot? How would you react? Would you be scared, or would you be happy to, have discovered him?
I would be happy.
Yeah.
That Patterson Gimlin guy is just, I've done nothing! Let's get out of here!
Yeah, they were pretty lucky. They ran into Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to end our first podcast, Sunday Sightings, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so next week we'll talk about UFOs. Okay? Yeah. All right, so check out Jake's podcast at Jake's Review Show. It's on YouTube. It's not a podcast, I'm sorry. It's like a... review show where he does videos.
Yeah, and make sure to send in your videos and your sighting pictures and...
Yeah, Jake definitely wants to hear if you guys have any sighting stories or photographic evidence or video evidence or calls, if you ever recorded any calls. We'd love to hear them. We're going to try to do the show every week, right, Jake?
Yeah, weekend.
Every weekend? Well, yeah. Well, we'll do it every week and we'll post them on... We'll record them Saturday nights. We'll put them up on the blog on Sunday nights. The blog, again, is theoccultsection.com. And you can go visit Jake at Jake's Review Show on YouTube. That's his video game reviews. And we'll eventually post some Bigfoot stuff and videos of us hunting for Bigfoot in our backyard.
And make sure to check out my friend on YouTube, Captain 49.
Captain 49?
Yeah.
Okay.
He changed his name.
AKA
Angelo Calabro.
Okay.
Which is his original name, but then...
Okay. These things have nothing to do with the paranormal. These are video game... video reviews, but we're doing... I'm allowing some cheap plugs on the show today, right,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, and me and Angelo will probably be doing some paranormal videos. We'll be actually flying a drone.
You're gonna fly a drone?
Last time we tried it, we need some insurance from me. Need some safe form.
Okay. Don't fly the drone into my house. All right, well, Jake, thank you. You're a great co-host.
Oh, look, it's on the window right now.
All right, come on, we got to wrap up the show here.
Okay.
So, Jake, you've been a great co-host. Thank you for our very first podcast, right?
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.